And that nothing can impede Krishna consciousness.
A nič nemôže zastaviť Krishna vedomie.
At the same time, we sometimes read that there are many obstacles or many impediments to Krishna consciousness.
A zároveň sa môžeme dočítať, že v tom istom čase existuje veľa prekážok v duchovnom živote.
Actually, in the spiritual world, everything is designed for devotional service.
A v skutočnosti v duchovnom svete je všetko skonštruované tak, aby to napomáhalo duchovnej službe.
But although this material world is designed to facilitate our again attaining devotional service,
ale je napriek tomu, že tento hmotný svet je zostrojený tak to help us attain devotion, aby nám pomohol dosiahnuť odanú službu.
It is also designed to facilitate our rebellious desire for sense gratification.
A taktiež je skonštruovaný tak, aby nám pomohol dosiahnuť naše rebelské uspokojovanie zmyslov.
Therefore, in one sense, the whole material world is a big impediment.
A takže v jednom zmysle celý hmotný svet je veľká prekážka.
So who here feels that they have at least one impediment in their life for Krishna consciousness?
Takže kto z vás cíti, že má aspoň jednu prekážku v svojom živote, v duchovnom živote?
Right. So we have at least one thing that seems to make Krishna consciousness difficult.
Takže určite máme aspoň jednu vec, ktorá nám sťažuje Krishna vedomie.
Let's try to define an impediment or an obstacle.
Tak skúsme nájsť sa nejakú prekážku.
Some ideas?
Nejaké nápady?
Okay, that's an example of an obstacle.
A neovládnuté zmysly, áno, to je príklad.
And examples are very helpful to illuminate definitions.
A príklady nám veľmi pomôžu, aby sme mohli zistiť definíciu.
So sometimes we can define things by example.
Takže niekedy môžeme definovať veci tým, že nájdeme nejaký príklad.
But can we try to get a general definition?
Ale skúsme nájsť takú všeobecnú definíciu.
Yeah, attached to material world more than to spiritual world.
A pripútanosť k hmotnému svetu väčšia ako k duchovnému svetu.
I'm wondering if that's an example or a definition.
Ja sa čudujem, či je to, teda ja rozmýšľam nad tým, či je to príklad alebo definícia.
That's actually one of the three blocks that's mentioned in the Madhurya Kadambini.
To je v skutočnosti jedna z troch prekážok, ktorá je spomenutá v Madhurya Kadambini.
Asat Trishna, which means a thirst for the temporary.
Asat Krishna, čo znamená smet po niečom dočasnom.
But let's just think about an obstacle or an impediment in general.
Ale skúsme rozmýšľať nad tým, čo je prekážkou vo všeobecnosti.
Not specific to spiritual life.
Nie špecificky v duchovnom živote.
How would you define it?
Ako by ste to definovali? Okay. Niečo, čo spôsobuje
problém. Something that disturbs us.
Niečo, čo nás vyrušuje, rozrušuje.
Rúžo,
znečistenie. Too big impurity.
Okay, I think that's an example.
Ja si myslím, že to je skôr príklad.
A to, čo nás spomaluje.
That's which slows us in devotion.
Something that slows us, okay.
Áno, niečo, čo nás spomaluje, áno.
I mean, just think in general in life.
Skúste rozmýšľať o niečom všeobecnom v živote.
Something which doesn't give us actual goal.
Yeah.
Niečo, čo nám nedáva skutočný cieľ. Áno.
Some other definitions.
Ešte nejaké definície. too weak desire.
That's an example.
To je príklad.
Put aside Krishna consciousness for a minute.
Teraz Krishna vedomie dajte trošku nabok, hej?
A general definition of what is an obstacle.
Chceme všeobecnú definíciu toho, čo je prekážka.
If you were to look in a dictionary, what would it say?
Ak by ste sa pozreli do slovníka, čo by vám to tam povedalo?
To, co nás vájí do očice, brzdí nás to.
To, čo stojí medzi nami a cieľom.
That which is standing between us and a goal.
I like that definition.
Áno, to sa mi páči, táto definícia
je dobrá.
You like
that definition?
Yes. Páči sa aj vám?
That's fine.
To je dobré.
So something that stands between us and a goal.
Niečo, čo stojí medzi nami a našim cieľom.
So it makes the goal more difficult.
Takže ten cieľ je pre nás ťažší.
It makes the goal harder to achieve.
Ono spôsobuje, že ťažšie môžeme dosiahnuť ten cieľ.
Or you know, if you're driving down the road and there's an obstacle.
Ako predstavte si, idete po ceste a je tam nejaká prekážka.
You may have to go around it.
Musíte to obísť.
It takes longer to get to your destination.
Potom vám to dlhšie trvá, aby ste sa dostali do cieľa.
Yeah, you have to climb over it, it makes it more difficult.
Alebo to musíte preliesť, čo vám to stiaží.
And you can't find any way, then you're just stuck there.
Nemôžete ani kde nájsť spôsob a zostanete tam len stáť.
You know, or maybe it's a rock you trip over.
Alebo je to rock?
A rock?
Rock.
Stone?
Mm-hmm.
And you, as you're going to your goal, you trip over the rock.
Ah, okay. Alebo je tam nejaký kameň, aby o neho zakopnete.
And so you get to your destination, but you're all bruised.
Dostanete sa do svojho cieľa, ale ste celý odmodrín.
So is that, does that sound like a pretty good definition?
Znie vám to ako dosť dobrá definícia?
So we all feel that we have some of these.
Všetci cítime, že niečo z tohto máme v nás.
And many of you gave some examples.
A väčšina z vás dali nejaký príklad.
I noticed that so far all the examples you gave were things within ourselves.
Ja som si všimla, že zatiaľ tie príklady, čo ste dali, boli veci zvnútra nás.
Can we give some other now that we have our definition?
Teraz máme našu definíciu.
Can we think of some other examples of obstacles in the spiritual path?
Môžeme teraz porozmýšľať o nejakých iných príkladoch prekážok v duchovnej ceste?
Influence of other higher beings.
So those nasty demigods,
huh?
I was thinking on Priyavrata Maharaj.
Ja som rozmýšľal nad Priyavrata Maharaja.
He wanted to be like Brahmacharya or like this, and but Brahma told him not, you should be Brahma.
That's a very, very interesting example.
On chcel byť Brahmacharya, ale Brahma mu povedal, nie budeš grihastha. Áno, to je veľmi, veľmi zaujímavý príklad.
We'll think about that one.
Nad týmto budeme rozmýšľať.
Because that obstacle came by the order of guru.
Pretože takáto prekážka prišla pokynom gurua.
And we think, well, why would the spiritual master give you something that's an obstacle?
A my by sme sa mohli zamyslieť, prečo by nám duchovný učiteľ dal prekážku.
So that we'll get to that. I'm glad you brought that up.
A ja som veľmi rada, že si toto spomenul.
Okay, yeah, sometimes the obstacles seem to be given by Krishna.
Niekedy sa zdá, že prekážky nám kladie do cesty Krishna alebo guru.
Okay. Some other examples of obstacles.
Takže ďalšie príklady nejakých prekážok.
The reason that I ask you to participate.
Ja by som vás chcela požiadať, aby ste sa trošku zúčastňovali.
It's because you'll learn more if you do.
Pretože potom sa viacej naučíte, keď budete spolupracovať.
If all you do is here, you'll keep maybe 10%.
Keď všetko, čo budete robiť, je len načúvanie, tak potom iba 10% si zapamätáte.
Takže ostatné živé bytosti ako
spôsobujú. Other living beings are causing us obstacles.
Can you give an example?
Môžeš dať nejaký príklad?
Society.
Can you give a specific example?
We like to make Harinam every day, but we cannot because society is not.
Napríklad spoločnosť. Radi by sme robili Harinam každý deň, ale tá spoločnosť vonka nám to
nedovolí. So there's like a law?
Je to ako nejaký zákon?
It's like, maybe I didn't say that it's like it, but
it can be like that. Okay.
Môže byť niečo takéto napríklad zvonka spoločnosti.
Okay, so just like the situation in Kazakhstan.
Ako napríklad tá situácia v Kazachstane.
Obviously that's a very extreme example.
A očividne je to veľmi taký extrémny, vyhranený prípad.
But I know in Singapore also you can't openly preach Krishna consciousness.
Ale viem, že taktiež v Singapure nemôžete otvorene kázať Krishna vedomie.
Or there's many devotees in the Persian Gulf countries, but they have to be in disguise.
Taktiež je veľa oddaných v Perskom zálive, ale musia byť stále v civilnom oblečení.
So that certainly makes it difficult.
A to samozrejme im spôsobuje ťažkosti.
Just imagine if you could never dress like this and you could never come together like this.
Predstavte si, že by ste sa nikdy takto nemohli obliecť a združovať sa spolu.
Now, I recently finished editing a book about the devotees in the former Soviet Union.
Ja som nedávno ukončila knihu o oddaných v bývalej Sovietskej republike.
And just to gather together with a group of 5 people and chant Hare Krishna, you'd be beaten.
A stačilo by, aby sa 5 oddaných spolu stretlo, aby spievali Hare Krishna, tak už ich zbili.
I mean really beaten.
A ja tým myslím, že fakt ich zbili.
Not just like punched in the face.
Nie len, že by im vrazili jednu do tváre.
The KGB had orders that if anybody was worshiping God, they should break all the bones in their face.
KGB mala taký príkaz, že ak zistili, že niekto uctieva Boha, tak mali polámať všetky kosti v ich tvári.
That's a pretty serious obstacle.
To je dosť vážna prekážka.
How these devotees spent years in prison just for distributing Prabhupada's books and printing books.
Ako oddaní strávil toľko rokov vo väzení len za to, že tlačili a rozdávali Prabhupádové knihy.
So imagine if every time you went out on book distribution, you were afraid you were going to go to jail.
Predstavte si, že každý raz, čo by ste išli rozdávať knihy, by ste sa museli báť, že pôjdete do väzenia.
Again, not just go to jail, they were being tortured.
A znovu nie len to, že by ich dali do väzenia, ale že by ich tam mučili.
Some of them were taken to psychiatric hospitals.
Niektorí z nich boli odvedení do psychiatrických zariadení.
You know, the psychotropic, the drugs that affect your
dávali im psychotropika, čo sú drogy, ktoré vaše vedomie ovplyvňujú.
So these drugs are meant for people who are insane.
A samozrejme tieto lieky sú zostrojené pre ľudí, ktorí sú blázni.
And they would cause the devotees terrible pain in their body.
A spôsobovalo to oddaným hroznú bolesť.
Made it very difficult for them to control their mind.
Taktiež to bolo veľmi náročné pre nich, aby dokázali ovládnuť svoju mysel.
And of course they were not given much food to eat.
A samozrejme nedávali im veľa jedla.
All they could eat was some bread.
Všetko, čo mohli zjesť, bol nejaký chlieb.
So from lack of proper nutrition, their teeth were falling out.
A pretože nemali vhodnú stravu, tak im začali vypadávať zuby.
And then of course they had to live with other criminals.
A samozrejme museli žiť spolu s ďalšími kriminálnikmi.
And everything's very dirty, there's rats.
Všetko bolo veľmi znečistené, boli tam potkany.
And they had to make their beads out of dry bread.
A svoj ruženec si museli robiť z osušeného chleba.
And if they were caught chanting, they were beaten and their beads were taken away.
A ak by ich niekto chytil, že spievajú na ruženci, tak ich zbili a zobrali im preč ruženie.
So in that circumstance they managed to chant their rounds every day.
A pri takýchto okolnostiach oni to zariadili, že aj tak dokázali každý deň odspievať svoju japu.
And to preach Krishna consciousness to all the other prisoners.
A kázať Krishna vedomie a ďalším zločincom vo väzení.
But that is certainly an impediment.
Ale určite toto je prekážka.
And one can hardly even imagine being in such a situation.
To sa ťažko vieme vôbec predstaviť, že by sme boli v takejto situácii.
So we certainly have some impediments sometimes from the government.
Určite niekedy sú prekážky spôsobené vládou.
What other kinds of impediments are?
Aké
some
ďalšie
examples?
Aké ďalšie prekážky, nejaké príklady?
Nepriazené počasie.
Bad weather.
Bad weather. Yes. Yes, sometimes we try to have a festival, just like I was in Croatia. And the weather was very, very hot.
Ako napríklad niekedy máme festivály, nedávno som bola v Chorvátsku a tam bolo počasie veľmi, veľmi horúce.
Very, very hot.
Bolo tam fakt horúco.
And it's difficult for people to concentrate on a seminar when it's so hot.
A samozrejme je to ťažké pre ľudí sústrediť sa na seminár, keď je také teplo.
People just, they wanted to go bathe in the sea instead of coming to the seminar.
A ľudia sa chceli skúpať do mora namiesto, aby prišli na seminár.
Or it was pouring rain.
Alebo keď prší.
Okay, what other kinds of impediments?
Aké ďalšie prekážky?
Self-plans.
Vlastné plány. Own plans.
Our own, that we have our own plans and desires?
Že máme vlastné plány a túžby.
Okay.
Illness.
Illness, yes.
Choroba.
So, if you're very sick, then you can't get up from under our feet.
Ak ste veľmi chorí, tak nemôžete vstať na mangaláraty.
Sometimes you're so sick you can't even chant.
Niekedy ste tak chorí, že nemôžete ani spievať.
And you can lose your voice.
Stratíte svoj hlas.
And you have a high fever and you can't even think.
Máte vysokú horúčku a nemôžete ani rozmýšľať.
And you can spend all day chanting and you only have two rounds done.
Celý deň spievate a zistíte, že máte ospievané iba dve kola.
Just you keep going unconscious.
Ale a takto sa to deje vo vedomí.
So that's definitely can be an impediment.
Samozrejme, to môže byť veľká prekážka.
You're in the hospital with tubes everywhere.
Dokonca, napríklad, keď ste v nemocnici a všade máte hadičky.
Yes.
Keď sme zle umiestnení.
When we are not placed properly in the service.
Okay, so that's when if we're in a position that's unnatural for us.
A keď sme v pozícii, ktorá pre nás nie je prirodzená.
When we're in a situation that's natural for our psychophysical nature.
Keď sme v situácii, ktorá je prirodzená našej psychofyzikálnej povahe,
we feel energized.
tak sa cítime, že máme cítime plný energie.
And when we're in a situation that is contrary to our psychophysical nature.
A keď sme v situácii, ktorá je v nesúlade s našou psycho a fyziologickou povahou,
we feel very tired.
Tak sa cítime veľmi vyčerpané.
We feel like we're being drained.
Cítime sa, ako keby nás vyšťavili.
This is discussed, Prabhupada discusses this in the story of Gajendra.
A Prabhupada o tomto rozprával v príbehu o Gajendra.
Yeah, sometimes we have to be in a situation that is not in harmony with our nature.
Niekedy sme daní do situácie, ktorá nie je v súlade s našou povahou.
So that can also be an...
A to tiež môže byť prekážka.
What about some of these quiet people?
A čo títo tichí ľudia?
It's a very small group.
Je to maličká skupina.
Yes.
Áno?
Na upřímnosť.
If we are not sincere.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
To je zaujímavá vec.
Prabhupada often uses this word sincere.
Prabhupada veľmi často používa toto slovo úprimnosť.
We could probably talk for a week. What does this mean?
My by sme pravdepodobne asi týždeň mohli o tom rozprávať, čo to vlastne znamená.
Isn't it one of those difficult words?
Nie je to jedno z tých náročných slov?
We use it all the time.
Častokrát to používame.
Oh, he's very sincere.
Áno, on je veľmi úprimný.
No, she's not very sincere.
A nie, ona nie je veľmi úprimná.
I'm not quite sure what this means.
A ja nedávam otázku, čo toto znamená.
Are you quite sure what this means?
Pýtajte sa vy sami, čo to znamená. Prosím? He's not really sure what it means.
Yeah, you're not really sure? No, I'm not really sure.
Ani ja nie som veľmi si tým istá.
I have a hard time figuring out if I'm sincere.
Ja mám fakt problémy s tým zistiť, či som úprimná.
Or when I'm sincere.
Alebo kedy som úprimná.
I find this difficult.
Je to ťažké zistiť.
Doubts.
Pochyby?
Yes. Yes, these doubts are compared to demons.
Áno, pochyby sa prirovnávajú k démonom.
I had a devotee recently say to me, I don't think I have any doubts.
Jeden oddaný mi nedávno povedal, ja si nemyslím, že by som mal nejaké pochyby.
And I said, well, if you have no doubts, then you're at Prema Bhakta.
A ja som povedala, no už, keď nemáš žiadne pochyby, tak si Prema Bhakta.
I said, are you at Prema Bhakta?
A máš Prema Bhakta?
And she said, no.
Tak si. A ona povedala, nie.
And as she was thinking about it, she realized she had some doubts.
A keď ja to hovorila, tak si uvedomila, že má nejaké pochyby.
So sometimes these doubts are very subtle.
A niekedy tieto pochyby sú veľmi jemné, jemnohmotné.
Yes. Offenses.
Priestupky.
Yes.
Nedostatek inteligence.
Lack of intelligence.
Lack of intelligence.
Nedostatek.
Of course, lack of material intelligence is not an impediment.
Samozrejme, a nedostatok hmotnej inteligencie, to nie je prekážka.
Being, you know, I don't know what you call it, being mentally retarded is not an impediment.
A keď je niekto mentálne retardovaný, to nie je prekážka.
But if we take intelligence to mean gyan and vigyan, yes, we could say.
Ale keď si vezmeme tú inteligenciu v zmysle gyana a vigyana, tak áno, vtedy je to nevyhnutné. Keď nie sme pokorní.
Keď prijímame zlú spoločnosť.
When we are associating with improper association.
Oh, that's a big one.
Áno, to je veľký problém.
Rupa Goswami says in the list of what you should do, first he gives a list in the Nectar of Instruction of what you should not do.
A Rupa Goswami v Nektare o danosti najskôr dáva zoznam, čo by sme nemali robiť.
And there he says, don't associate with non-devotees.
A tam hovorí, nezdružuj sa s neoddanými.
But what's really interesting is that the next verse,
ale veľmi zaujímavý je ďalší verš,
where he says what you should do.
A v ktorom hovorí, čo by si mal robiť.
He also says, don't associate with non-devotees.
A tam tiež spomína, nezdružuj sa s neoddanými.
He's thinking, what's this negative thing doing with the positive list?
Môžeme sa zamyslieť, čo táto negatívna vec robí v tom pozitívnom zozname.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked, what is the behavior of Vaishnava?
Keď sa spýtali Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, ako sa správa Vaishnava?
He says, asat sanga tyaga, they don't associate with non-devotees.
Povedal, oni sa nezdružujú s neoddanými.
That's obviously a very important point.
A to je očividne veľmi dôležitý bod.
That's a huge obstacle.
To je obrovský, obrovská prekážka.
Or culture.
Previous
culture.
Kultúra?
Yes, our culture.
Kultura, naša kultura.
Our upbringing.
Our
the way we were brought up. The whole culture that we were brought up in.
Celá kultura, v ktorej sme vyrastali, ako nás vychovávali.
You could say our samskaras.
Naše samskary.
Samskara means an impression.
Samskara znamená nejaký tlak.
So, you know, when I was 2 years old,
keď som mal 2 roky,
I was singing songs about little doggies that were for sale in the pet store.
Spievala som pesničky o malých psíčkoch, ktoré boli na predaj v obchode pre zvieratá.
Puppy dogs. Yeah. Or I was singing songs about, you know, eggs that fell off walls.
A ja som spievala pesničky o vajíčkach, ktoré spadli.
People going to get water on the top of a hill.
Ako ľudia išli pre vodu na vrchol kopca.
I mean, these are the songs that I was singing when I was little.
A takéto pesničky som spievala, keď som bola malá.
I'm sure you all sang pretty stupid songs when you were little.
A ja som si tiež istá, že aj vy ste spievali dosť také hlúpe pesničky, keď ste boli
malá. I'm sure you remember some of them too.
A ja som si istá, že na nejaké si spomeniete.
Whereas our children grow up singing songs about Krishna.
Zatiaľ čo už naše deti vyrastali tak, že spievali pesničky o
Krišnovi.
Neviem, či sa to dá preložiť, ale...
Krishna, Krishna, let's all play, going to the forest, sound upon our flutes and horns, keep the cows before us, with our stick lunch bag too, we'll be happy seeing you, Krishna beautiful and blue, hadi, hadi, bo. I don't think you can translate. But there's all these little songs like that.
Ale sú takéto pesničky.
I hope you understood some of them.
Dúfam, že aspoň niečo z toho ste rozumeli.
His name is Agasura, he's fat and round. His lip is in the sky, his chin is on the ground. His wide open mouth is just like a cave. Soon it will be Krishna's grave. From his mouth hot wind blows. From his eyes fire glows. Soon he is waiting to swallow me. Please come in, dear boy of three. Putana was a Kacheri witch, and so she could fly in the sky. Although she was evil, she entered Gokula, where everyone let her pass by. Because of her charming beauty and the lotus in her hand, Yasoda and Rohini said that the goddess of fortune has come. Putana was a sword in a decorated case, because of the poison upon her breast. She was a demon, Krishna could tell, so he sucked at her milk and her life as well. So our children grow up singing all these songs about Krishna's pastimes.
Naše deti vyrastali tým, že spievali pesničky o Krishnových zábavách.
So not very long ago, one adult who was brought up in the movement.
A prednedávnom jedno dieťa už bolo dospelé, čo vyrastalo v našom hnutí.
Wrote me this story.
A napísal mi tento príbeh.
This devotee was traveling in India.
A tento oddaný cestoval po Indii.
And had got a very severe accident.
A mal tam veľmi vážnu nehodu.
They were in terrible pain.
A trpel veľkou bolesťou.
So they started singing all these songs from their childhood.
A začal spievať všetky tieto piesne, ktoré si pamätal z detstva.
And as they were singing these songs, Krishna's pastimes literally manifested in front of them.
A keď spieval tieto piesne, tak Krišnové zábavy sa doslova manifestovali pred jeho očami.
Because this person was so hurt, they were just really strongly taking shelter.
Pretože táto osoba bola veľmi zranená a silne prijala útočisko.
And so Krishna was reciprocating.
A Krišna odpovedal.
So, you know, our children, when they're little, they're doing little dramas about Krishna.
A naši deti, keď sú malé, tak hrajú divadlo o Krišnovi.
They're drawing pictures of Krishna.
Kreslia obrázky Krishna.
They're singing songs about Krishna.
Spievajú pesničky o Krishnovi.
They're seeing the deity.
Vidia božstva.
So these are their impressions.
A toto sú ich dojmy.
So yes, but our impressions are very different.
Zatiaľ čo naše dojmy sú dosť odlišné.
And these are definitely impediments.
A toto sú v každom prípade prekážky.
Okay. So we can see so far we've looked at really three categories of obstacles.
Takže zatiaľ sme prešli tri kategórie prekážok.
And you have them down there on your sheet.
Sú dole na vašom liste.
That's right on the first page.
Je to hneď na prvej strane.
It was empty. So this is, says, what does this say? Definition?
Definition,
okay, what
example,
does this say?
Source.
Source, okay, we're at source.
Takže teraz sme pri zdrojoch.
So the source of our, we have three sources of our obstacles.
Takže máme tri zdroje našich prekážok.
One of them is us.
A jedna z nich sme my sami.
So you gave many examples of us.
Takže dali si už veľa príkladov, že problém je v nás.
Then another source is the material energy.
A ďalší zdroj je hmotná energia.
We gave some examples of that.
Taktiež sme dali pár príkladov.
And another source, believe it or not, is Krishna.
A ďalší zdroj, či už tomu veríte alebo nie, je Krishna.
You might say, well, that's not very fair.
Môžete povedať, a to nie je veľmi fair.
I will explain that.
Ale ja to vysvetlím.
I hope.
Dúfam.
Okay, now I'm trying to remember which we have purpose. Okay, and then
chosen are in sincerity.
Okay, because it's not the same type. And this is
it will purify.
Okay, and you have the quotes there. Mm-hmm. All right, so we might ask, why are there impediments?
Takže môžeme sa spýtať, prečo vôbec existujú prekážky?
So we're going to look at several reasons.
Tak sa pozrieme na rôzne dôvody.
And I put some quotes here.
Ja som sem dala aj nejaké citáty.
So since you already have it in front of you.
Takže keď už to máte pred sebou.
Instead of my reading it and translating it.
Bez toho, aby som to ja prečítala, budeme
so
to potom
prekladať. So you can just read it
yourself. Tak si to sami môžete prečítať.
So the first one is so that we can prove that we actually are sincere.
Takže a ten prvý bod je, že môžeme dokázať, že sme skutočne úprimní.
Now what I wrote, I don't know if you translated it, I wrote that we're not a fair weather friend. Did you translate
it? I don't know how to translate
it. You've done a translation. Do you all know what a fair weather friend is? Do you know what that is?
It's like, it's not fair even, I don't behave fair even if you are my friend.
No, completely. Not at all like that. So, that means when everything's nice, fair weather means it's nice out.
Takže, the fair weather...
No, let's not try to translate an idiom, that won't work. Okay, so if I'm your friend when everything is nice.
Takže toto je fráza a vysvetlím je, takže keď ja som priateľ, tak všetko je v pohode.
You're healthy, you have enough money, you're nice to me.
Ste zdraví, máte dosť peňazí, pekne sa ku mne správate.
And then I'm your friend.
A ja som váš priateľ.
But as soon as you have some trouble,
ale hneď ako máte nejaký problém,
then I want nothing to do with you anymore.
Tak už s vami nechcem mať nič spoločné.
So we call this a friend in nice weather.
Aha, tak to hovoríme, že priateľ iba keď sú priateľové okolnosti.
Do dobrého počasia.
You have a saying like this also.
Similar,
yes. So, this is, I have a little trouble defining sincerity, but one way we can measure sincerity is, are you this nice weather friend?
Takže pre mňa je veľmi ťažké určiť úprimnosť, ale jeden spôsob, ako môžeme nejak smerať, je, že či sme priateľom aj v zlom počasí.
So there are many people who worship God are like this.
A je veľa ľudí, ktorí takýmto spôsobom uctievajú Boha.
God, give me good health, give me money, give me a nice family.
A Bože, daj mi bohatstvo, peknú rodinu, daj mi peniaze.
If you do all these things, then I'll love you, and if you don't, I won't.
A keď mi všetko toto dáš, tak ťa budem milovať, a keď nie, tak ani ja ťa nebudem.
Modern marriage is like this.
A takto sú zostavené aj moderné svadby, manželstva.
As soon as there's some difficulty, goodbye.
Hneď ako vznikne nejaký problém, dovidenia.
That doesn't mean we should tolerate all difficulties.
To neznamená, že by sme mali tolerovať všetky ťažkosti.
But not that we should be intolerant at some small things.
Ale nie, že by sme mali byť netolerantní v drobnostiach.
So how do we prove our devotion if there's never any problem?
Ako môžeme dokázať našu oddanosť, keď nikdy nevznikne problém?
How do we even know how sincere we are?
Ako vôbec môžeme zistiť, nakoľko sme úprimní?
We might think, oh yes, I'm very sincere.
Môžeme si o sebe myslieť, ja som veľmi úprimný.
So you don't have to raise your hand.
A nemusíte teraz dvíhať ruky.
But you can think if you've experienced this.
Ale môžete sa zamyslieť, či ste už niečo takéto zažili.
Think, yes, I'm a very good devotee.
Áno, ja som veľmi dobrý oddaný.
I'm very sincere.
Som veľmi úprimný.
No, I'm really, really Krishna conscious.
Som fakt Krishna vedomý.
And then Krishna gives you a test.
Potom Krishna vám pošle skúšku.
And you do all right.
A prejdete ju dobre.
And then he makes the test a little harder.
A potom trošku sťaží.
And you do all right.
A stále to prejdete.
And he makes the test a little harder.
A ešte pritvrdí.
And you do all right.
A vy to prejdete.
And he makes the test a little harder.
A ešte pritvrdí.
And you fall on your face.
A vy spadnete na nos.
So he's not doing that to be mean.
Neznadujú.
That to be mean.
On to nerobí preto, že by chcel byť zlý.
But that helps us to understand what is my real position.
Ale ona nám to pomáha pomoc pochopiť, čo je naša skutočná pozícia, postavenie.
We've been discussing we can't progress unless we know where we are.
My sme už o tom hovorili, že nemôžeme spraviť pokrok, kým nevieme, kde sa nachádzame.
So that way we can understand really how sincere am I.
A takýmto spôsobom môžeme pochopiť, nakoľko som úprimný.
And it's also a way of demonstrating our love.
A taktiež je to spôsob, ako ukázať našu lásku.
It gives us an opportunity to show our love.
Dáva nám to možnosť, ako ukázať lásku.
One can take it up very enthusiastically like that.
A niekto k tomu môže pristúpiť veľmi nadšene.
Even materially, people think like this.
Dokonca aj po hmotnej stránke ľudia takto rozmýšľajú.
They look for an opportunity to do something difficult for a person that they love.
A hľadajú nejaké možnosti, že by mohli robiť niečo náročné s osobou, ktorú majú radi.
A people get very enthused about joining the military.
A ľudia často sú veľmi nadšení, že sa môžu pridať do vojska, do armády.
Don't they do this?
A nerobia takéto veci.
Why?
Prečo?
They want to demonstrate their love for their country.
Pretože chcú ukázať svoju lásku voči krajine.
I mean, I think it's foolish.
Ja si myslím, že je to bláznostvo.
You know, I'm enthusiastic to get my leg blown off to show that I love my country.
Ja budem akože entuziastická, nadšená, aby som ukázal, aby mi obtrhlo nohu a aby som ukázal, ako veľmi ľúbim túto krajinu.
But many people think like this.
Ale veľa ľudí takto rozmýšľa.
They become very inspired.
Veľmi sú inšpirovaní.
And people want to go out and do a difficult job to prove they love their wife or they love their children.
Ľudia sú ochotní ísť a spraviť nejakú náročnú úlohu len aby dokázali, že milujú svoju manželku, svoje deti.
I mean, even we are doing it.
Dokonca aj my to robíme.
Don't you like to do some difficult, challenging job for Krishna?
A robíte aj vy radi nejakú náročnú, vyzývavú prácu pre Krishna?
Doesn't that give you some satisfaction?
Dáva vám to uspokojenie?
If everything you do is always easy, that's not so satisfying.
Keď všetko, čo robíte, vždy ide ľahko, to vás veľmi neuspokojí.
Don't you feel like that?
Necítite sa takto niekedy?
So, and then another reason that we have obstacles.
A je ďalší dôvod, a prečo máme prekážky.
Is to purify us.
Je to preto, aby nás to očistili.
Now this especially refers to obstacles that we have created.
Toto sa vzťahuje najmä na prekážky, ktoré sme si sami vytvorili.
This is not going to be a pleasant discussion.
Toto nebude veľmi príjemná diskusia.
So we no this is not on the it's on your same page.
Je to na tej svojej strane.
My pages don't correspond to your pages.
A moja strana toto nezodpovedá s vašou.
So we all believe in the law of karma.
Takže všetci veríme v karmu.
But we sometimes think it doesn't apply to us.
Ale niekedy si myslíme, že nás sa to netýka.
Just everybody else.
Ale iných áno.
But actually, whatever we're getting back,
ale v skutočnosti všetko, čo dostávame späť,
we are putting out.
Dávame ďalej.
Now, especially once we've taken up the process of Krishna consciousness,
a hlavne v prípade, keď už sme prijali proces Krishna vedomia,
once we've taken initiation,
keď už sme prijali zasvetenie,
we're not suffering for something we did 200 years ago.
Tak netrpíme kvôli niečomu, čo sme spravili pred 200 rokmi.
That means we're doing it now.
Ale preto, že to sme spravili teraz, nedávno.
What we're getting back,
to, čo získavame,
we are putting out.
Dávame von.
This is a very difficult thing to accept.
A to je veľmi ťažká vec sa prijať.
Because we are convinced that we do not treat others the way that they treat us.
Pretože nie sme a my nie sme presvedčení o tom, že zaobchádzame s inými tak, ako iní zaobchádzajú s nami.
When other people deal with us badly,
keď ťa iní ľudia s nami zaobchádzajú zle,
we almost always feel that we do not deserve it,
takmer vždy si myslíme, že si to nezaslúžime,
and that we do not behave like that.
A že my sa takto vôbec nesprávame.
I can pretty much promise you,
a ja vám môžem slúbiť,
that if you just work on the basis of logic,
že keď budete pracovať na základe logiky,
if something's coming to me, I have probably given it out.
Keď niečo ku mne prichádza, pravdepodobne som niečo také dal von.
Like those boomerangs they have in Australia.
Ako tieto boomerangy, čo sú v Austrálii.
Now, it doesn't necessarily come back in exactly the same form.
Ono to nemusí prísť naspäť v presne tej istej podobe.
Sometimes.
Niekedy.
So the, when I was in Croatia, the devotee I was staying with,
takže keď som bola v Chorvátsku a bývala som s jedným oddaným,
had left a bag of rotten fruit on the stairway.
A táto osoba si nechala na schodoch tašku plnú zhnitého ovocia.
I said, oh look, someone left some garbage here.
A ja som povedala, oh pozri, niekto tu nechal nejaké smeti.
She said, oh that was me, I had some fruit in my room and I forgot about it and it got rotten.
A ona mi povedala, a to je moje, ja som mala za sebou nejaké ovoce, zabudla som na to a ono to zhnilo.
So I was thinking, oh, how irresponsible.
A ja som rozmýšľala, aká si ty zodpovedná.
So I'm packing my things to go.
Tak som si začala baliť veci, že odídem.
And guess what I find?
A predstav si, že čo som, predstavte si, čo som tam našla.
A bag of rotten fruit.
Tášku plnú zhnitého ovocia.
I was given it when I first... When I first came to Zagreb, they gave me some fruit.
Keď som prvýkrát prišla do Zagrebu, dali mi nejaké ovocie.
But then I was getting lots of prasadam
at potom, the camp. Potom v kempe som dostávala veľa prasada.
I forgot about it.
A ja som na to zabudla.
And it all rotted.
A všetko to tam zhnilo.
And I thought, just see, I have exactly the same fault.
A ja som si povedala, hej, pozri, ako ja mám tú istú chybu.
So I told her, I said, as soon as I criticized you, then Krishna showed me that I was no better myself.
A ja som jej povedala, hneď a v tom momente, ako som ťa skritizovala, Krishna mi ukázal, že ja som není ani lepšia.
I've noticed that he's doing this to me.
A ja som si všimla, že on mi takéto veci robí.
So if I think that someone else is doing something wrong,
takže ak si myslím, že niekto iný robí niečo zle,
either I notice that I'm already doing the same thing,
tak si hneď všimnem, že asi ja robím to isté.
Or else I do the same thing in the next 24 hours.
Alebo aspoň najbližších 24 hodín toto spravím.
But sometimes our faults may be just very similar.
Ale niekedy naše chyby môžu byť veľmi podobné.
So maybe someone is leaving their trash around.
Možno niekto necháva svoj odpad.
So maybe we don't do that.
A to by sme nemali robiť.
But we can think, what is this fault?
Ale môžeme rozmýšľať, v čom je chyba.
It's being irresponsible.
A je to, znamená to byť nezodpovedný.
And then we have to ask, am I always responsible?
A musím sa spýtať, som ja vždy zodpovedná?
Am I ever irresponsible?
Som vôbec niekedy zodpovedná?
Am I ever inconsiderate?
A dávam vôbec pozor, niekedy ja zvažujem veci?
Do I ever do things that inconvenience somebody else?
Robím niekedy veci, ktoré spôsobujú niekoho iný?
And I have to say yes.
A ja musím povedať áno.
So maybe I'm not inconsiderate in exactly the same way.
Možno, že nie som nezodpovedná presne v tej istej veci.
But it's quite interesting.
Ale je to veľmi zaujímavé.
When people do things to us that we feel are impediments in our spiritual life.
Keď ľudia nám robia veci, ktoré pociťujem ako prekážky v našom duchovnom živote.
If you first assume that you are also doing this to others.
Tak najskôr by sme mali zvážiť, že či to nerobíme my iným.
In some form.
V nejakej podobe.
And ask Krishna, please show me how I also do this.
A spýtať sa Krishna, prosím, ukáž mi, ako aj ja sa takto správam.
He'll show you.
A on vám ukáže.
Usually privately.
Väčšinou osobne.
You won't be embarrassed.
Nebudete strapnení.
Just to yourself.
Povie to iba vám.
And then we start to understand that what I'm getting back, I'm putting out.
A potom začneme chápať, že to, čo získavam, v podstate dávam aj javom.
So I'll give you one more example of this.
Dávam ešte jeden príklad.
So for a while I was dealing with an authority in ISKCON.
A určitú dobu som sa zaoberala s jednou autoritou v ISKCONe.
Who would make decisions that directly affected my life and my service.
A táto autorita robila také rozhodnutia, ktoré priamo vstupovali do môjho života a mojej služby.
But this authority would not consult with me first.
Ale táto autorita so mňou to prvé vôbec sa neprejednala.
And I found it very annoying.
A mňa to veľmi otravovalo.
Because I want to feel I have some control over my own life.
Pretože som chcela cítiť, že nad svojím životom mám určitú kontrolu.
So dozens of times I said to this authority, if you're going to make a decision that involves me, would you please talk to me first?
A niekoľkokrát som povedala tejto autorite, prosím, keď chceš spraviť nejaké rozhodnutie, ktoré sa ma týka, mohol by si mi o tom prvé povedať?
And the person would say, oh yes, I'm sorry, next time I will talk to you.
A tá osoba mi povedala, je mi to ľúto, na budúce poviem tebe najskôr.
And it would happen again.
A znova sa to stalo.
And I would always feel very upset.
A mňa to vždy nahnevalo.
And I was thinking, I never do this.
A ja som rozmýšľala, toto ja nikdy nerobím.
So one day I made an experiment.
A jedného dňa som spravila taký experiment.
I said, Krishna, maybe I do this.
A povedala som si, Krishna, možno aj ja toto robím.
I don't think I treat anybody like this.
Ale ja si nemyslím, že s niekým takto zaobchádzam.
If I treat anybody like this, will you show me?
Ak s niekým takto budem zaobchádzať, prosím, ukážeš mi to?
So maybe 2-3 days later.
A možno o 2-3 dní.
When I sat down to chant japa.
Som si sadla, aby som si odčentovala japu.
Right before I started my japa.
Predtým, ako som začala japu.
I was thinking, the main impediment is offenses against devotees.
Tak som začala rozmýšľať a hlavná prekážka je sú priestupky voči oddaným.
My dear Lord, please, any devotee that I've offended, please let me rectify this.
A ja som si pomyslela, o Pane, prosím, dovol mi napraviť každý priestupok voči každému oddanému, ktorý čo som spravila.
So right after the morning program.
A hneď po rannom programe.
I stopped by the kitchen to get some prasadam to take with me.
Som sa zastavila v kuchyni, aby som si so sebou zobrala nejaké prasadam.
And the cook said to me, Urmila, I don't know why I want to tell you this.
A ten kuchár mi povedal, Urmila, ja neviem, ale chcel by som ti niečo povedať.
It's about something that happened a year ago with my friend.
A je to niečo, čo sa stalo pred rokom, a bol tam aj môj priateľ.
But all the time I was cooking, I felt I had to tell you this.
Ale celú dobu, čo som varil, tak som mal pocit, že ti to o tom musím povedať.
And she said, I'm a little afraid to tell you.
A ona mi povedala, ja sa trošku bojím ti to povedať.
I said, no, go ahead.
A ja som povedala, nie, nie, prosím, povedz.
She said, you really offended my friend a year ago.
Povedala mi, ty si skutočne urazila môjho priateľa pred rokom.
And she's even become hesitant to come to the temple.
A ona dokonca už nechcela ani moc chodiť do chrámu.
So I became very happy.
A ja som sa veľmi potešila.
She thought I was a little crazy.
Ona si myslela, že mi trošku šibe.
She said, oh, I thought you'd be angry.
A ja som si myslela, že ty sa nahneváš.
I said, no, thank you for telling me.
A ja hovorím, nie, ďakujem, že si mi to povedala.
So I remember the incident.
A ja som si spomenula na túto nehodu, na tento prípad.
At least as I remember it.
Ja som si na to
so as soon as I went home, I called this other devotee.
Takže hneď ako som prišla domov, zavolala som tej druhej oddanej.
To apologize.
Aby som sa ospravedlnila.
And I started listening to how she was explaining what happened.
A ja som začala načúvať, ako ona vysvetlovala, čo sa stalo.
Of course it was a little different from my memory.
A samozrejme, a v mojich spomienkach to bolo trošku inak.
And I'm sure you can guess what she said.
A myslím, že viete odhadnúť, čo asi povedala.
She said, "Why did you make a decision about my life without consulting me?"
A ona mi povedala, prečo si spravila rozhodnutie týkajúce sa môjho života bez toho, aby si to so mnou konzultovala.
So, this is one of many examples.
A toto je jeden z veľa príkladov.
But I've had enough examples in my life and in others' lives.
Ale ja mám veľa, veľa príkladov v mojom živote a taktiež zo života ostatných.
That I'm convinced that this is a fact.
A ja som presvedčená o tom, že toto je fakt, skutočnosť.
So these are obstacles that we are creating.
A toto sú prekážky, ktoré my sami spôsobujeme.
We think they're coming from other people.
My si myslíme, že prichádzajú od iných ľudí.
They are not.
Ale oni neprichádzajú.
They are coming from us and it's just being reflected back to us.
Oni vchádzajú z nás a oni sa nám len odrážajú a vracajú späť.
So we get angry at other people.
My sa nahneváme na iných ľudí.
We're frustrated with other people.
Sme frustrovaní z iných ľudí.
We think if the other people just changed, then it would be so easy for me to be Krishna conscious.
Myslíme si, že ak by sa ľudia okolo nás iba zmenili, pre mňa by to bolo také jednoduché byť Krishna vedomým.
I think as I travel, I hear this more often than anything else.
A ja si myslím, že odkedy cestujem, tak toto najviac počúvam, viac ako čokoľvek iné.
Now if my husband would be different, if my wife would be different.
Keby môj manžel, moja manželka boli iní.
If I just had a different temple president.
Keby som mala iného chrámového prezidenta.
The ISKCON leaders get this a lot.
Toto sa často týka iskonských lídrov.
That all the devotees blame them for not being able to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Že veľa oddaných ich viní z toho, že nie sú schopní a robiť sami pokrok v Krishna vedomí.
But if you do this experiment,
ale ak skúsite tento experiment,
you may be very surprised.
Možno budete veľmi prekvapení.
Of course you have to want to know.
Samozrejme, musíte chcieť vedieť.
It can't be, all right, Krishna, show me how I'm doing this.
Nemôže to byť tým spôsobom, hej, Krishna, tak ukáž mi, ako to robím.
I challenge you to dare to show me.
A ja ťa vyzývam, aby si sa odvážil mi to ukázať.
I don't think it'll be very interesting.
A ja si myslím, že v tom prípade to nebude veľmi zaujímavé.
Or if he does show you and you don't respond.
Alebo ak on vám to ukáže a vy na to neodpovedáte.
Then he may not show you next time.
Možno už vám znova neukáže.
But you'll see that we're creating our own impediments.
Ale môžeme vidieť, že sami si tvoríme prekážky.
Another purpose.
Ďalší účel.
Is to give us an impetus, a motive for advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Ďalší bod je v tom, že nám to dáva podnet alebo motív ako rozvinutia Krishna vedomia.
Because we say, yes, I want to love Krishna.
Pretože povieme, áno, chcem milovať Krishnu.
And we believe that.
A my tomu aj veríme.
And it's true.
A je to pravda.
But we may not be doing everything that we can.
Ale možno nerobíme všetko, čo je v našich schopnostiach.
So there's beautiful Lord Chaitanya.
Takže je tam krásny pán Chaitanya.
And he's attracting all of us.
A on nás všetkých priťahuje.
And I say, yeah, he's okay.
A ja môžem povedať, hej, je v poriadku.
But I may not be running to him.
Ale možno za ním nebežím.
So one way that Krishna gets me up and running to him.
Takže jeden spôsob, ako Krishna ma strihne, aby som k nemu utekala.
He makes my seat hot.
On nás spôsobí, že moje sedátko je rozhorúčené.
Right? If my seat's very comfortable.
Keď moje sedátko je veľmi pohodlné.
I may not do anything.
A ja tým myslím, že nič nebudem potom robiť.
You know, I'm feeling attracted.
Cítim sa priťahovaná.
But not enough to move.
Ale nie je dosť na to, aby som sa pohla z miesta.
So the seat starts getting hot.
Takže zrazu moje sedátko sa rozhorúči.
I still don't move.
A stále sa ešte nepohnúť.
And after all, it gets really, really hot.
A potom už je to fakt, fakt hot.
Okay,
okay, okay, tak už to nemôžem znieť.
So sometimes is it like that sometimes?
Takže niekedy sa to takto deje.
Say, okay, okay, I'll surrender.
Povieme, áno, áno, odovzdám sa.
Now this next thing is quite interesting.
A ďalšia vec je veľmi zaujímavá.
And this is a little tricky.
A je v tom trošku taký problém, je to také problematické.
I think this is very poorly understood.
Myslím si, že je to často zle pochopené. Nedostatočne.
And in one sense this thing is one of the secret keys to Krishna consciousness.
A je to jedna z vecí, ktoré sú taký tajný kľúč ku Krishna vedomiu.
There's a few secrets.
A existuje pár tajomstiev.
And this is one of them.
A toto je jedno z nich.
So let's say you're in a situation.
Povedzme, že sme v situácii.
That is just driving you crazy.
Z ktorej šaliete.
And you keep trying to fix and get rid of this obstacle.
A snažíte sa nejak napraviť a zbaviť sa týchto prekážok.
Well, it may be that what you need to do is change something internally.
Možno, a to, čo je naozaj treba urobiť, je zmeniť niečo vnútri vás.
It could be that if you became humble or forgiving or patient or tolerant or compassionate or something like that.
A môže to byť niečo, že začnete byť pokorný, súcitný, trpezlivý alebo niečo také?
Do you remember that whole list?
I just said three.
Three out of like the six. And I was thinking, there's no way. But then the obstacle goes away.
A potom vaša prekážka zmizne.
It's quite interesting.
Je to dosť zaujímavé.
I just as an example that probably none of you have maybe one or two you have experience with.
A poviem taký príklad možno, že aspoň s jedným z nich nemáte ešte takú skúsenosť.
Is dealing with young children.
A to je zaobchádzanie s malými deťmi.
You're a mother, right?
And si matka.
You have some. Anybody else here is a parent?
No. Niekto je to ešte rodič.
So parents, so little children can drive you crazy.
A byť rodičom to znamená, že malé deti tie vás vedia priniesť do nervov.
And if you want to be happy,
a chcete byť šťastný,
you have to be patient.
Tak musíte byť trpezlivý.
Right?
Áno.
Isn't?
Je to tak?
You have to.
Musíte.
You have only a few choices.
Máte len pár výberov.
You can go crazy.
Môžete sa zblásniť.
You can have somebody else take care of your children.
Môžete si nájať niekoho iného, aby sa staralo o vaše deti.
You can be very cruel to your children.
Môžete byť veľmi krutý k vašim deťom.
Or you can be patient.
Alebo budete trpezlivý.
I don't think there are very many other choices.
Ja si myslím, že veľa ďalších možností ani neexistuje.
Not very many.
Nie je veľa.
So you're in a situation where your only way to be happy is to be patient.
Takže ste v situácii, kde jediný spôsob, ako môžete byť šťastný, je byť trpezlivý.
And as soon as you're patient, you're happy.
A hneď ako sa naučíte byť trpezlivý, budete šťastný.
Then it isn't such a difficult situation anymore.
A potom už to nebude taká náročná situácia.
Can you think of things like that?
A viete si spomenúť na veci, takéto nejaké?
You're in some situation that just seems everything's impossible.
Ste v situácii, kde sa zdá, že všetko je nemožné.
And then as soon as you change your attitude, all of a sudden it's fine.
A v momente, ako zmeníte svoj prístup, zrazu sa to zmení.
Have you all experienced something?
Zažili ste už niečo takéto? Yeah.
So that's a situation where Krishna's created it, where the only way, this little narrow way to happiness.
Toto je situácia, ktorú Krishna stvoril tak, že tam existuje úplne jedna malá úzka cestička k šťastiu.
Because that must be a way we don't normally choose.
Pretože väčšinou to je tá cesta, ktorú si bežne nevyberieme.
So he makes it so you're not forced to go that way.
Nikto vás nenúti, aby ste išli touto cestou.
But you're forced to go that way if you want to be happy.
Ale ste nutení zobrať túto cestu, ak chcete byť šťastný.
It's like a puzzle that only has one solution.
Je to ako puzzle, ktoré majú nejaký kvíz, ktorý má len jedno riešenie.
So we're saying, Krishna, I want to develop compassion.
Poviete, Krishna, chcem vyvinúť súcit.
Or else Krishna sees that we need to.
Alebo Krishna vidí, že je to nevyhnutné, aby sme ho vyvinuli.
Maybe we think we're already very compassionate.
Možno my si myslíme, že už sme veľmi súcitní.
Or maybe we just never even think about it.
Možno sme nás to nikdy nenapadlo.
But as the expert doctor, he sees this person needs a good dose of compassion.
Ako lekár odborník vidí, že táto osoba potrebuje dosť veľký pohár liekov.
So he puts you in a situation.
A dá vás do situácie,
where the only way out is to be compassionate.
Kde jediná cesta, ako sa z nej dostať, je byť súcitný.
Every other way you're blocked.
A keď chcete ísť inou cestou, zablokuje vás to.
That's his kindness.
To je jeho milosť, láskavosť.
Of course, sometimes we stay in this room for a long time.
Samozrejme, niekedy musíme zostať v tejto izbe dlhú dobu.
And we keep trying to just break down the walls. We'll get that to that in a minute.
A potom sa snažíme rozbiť steny, možno sa to stane o pár minút.
And I'm sure there's more purposes.
A ja som si istá, že sú aj iné účely.
But I'll just mention one more.
Ale ešte jeden spomeniem.
And this is to train us to take pleasure in Krishna's happiness instead of our own.
A tento bod je vycvičiť nás, aby sme mali potešenie z toho, že Krishna je šťastný a nie, že sami sa snažíme byť šťastný.
That instead of thinking that my happiness is dependent on having an easy, comfortable circumstance.
Namiesto toho, aby sme si mysleli, že moje šťastie spočíva v tom, že budem mať jednoduché, pohodlné okolnosti.
We think my happiness is in making Krishna.
Budeme si myslieť, a moje šťastie spočíva v tom, že Krishna je šťastný.
So it's a training for that.
Samozrejme, k tomuto existuje výcvik.
Let's see, how can I try to make Krishna happy whether or not I'm in a comfortable situation?
Tak skúsme sa teraz pozrieť, ako potešiť Krishnu bez toho, bez ohľadu na to, či sme alebo nie sme v pohodlnej situácii.
And then you discover that Krishna consciousness is possible even in that impossible situation.
A potom zistíte, že Krishna vedomie je možné aj v tom prípade, že sme v nejakej situácii, ktorá sa nám zdá úplne nemožná.
Okay, let's look at strategies.
Teraz sa pozrieme na stratégie.
And let's look first at what the materialistic person does.
A teraz sa pozrieme na to, čo robí materialista.
Okay, the materialistic person, they're driving down the road.
Materialista ide po ceste.
They're going to their goal.
A smeruje k svojmu cieľu.
And there's a block in the road.
A na ceste je nejaká prekážka.
So they want to get out and move the block.
Takže chce vyjsť a odstrániť prekážku.
Go around it.
Ísť okolo nej.
Go over it.
Alebo ju preliesť.
They want to just remove the block.
A oni sa snažia odstrániť tú prekážku.
Right. If the block is coming from other people,
ak táto prekážka prichádza od iných ľudí,
they want to either remove the people,
buď chcú odstrániť toho človeka,
or change the people,
alebo zmeniť toho človeka.
They want to try to control the people,
snažia sa ovládať toho človeka,
so those people will be favorable to them,
že by títo ľudia boli potom k ním priazniví.
In some way they want to change their surroundings.
Takže nejakým spôsobom sa snažia zmeniť svoje okolie.
And the mentality is I'm a victim.
A ich mentalita, ja som obeť.
I am suffering unjustly.
Ja trpím nepravom.
Oh, woe is me.
My
life is so hard.
Môj život je tak ťažký.
If I didn't have this problem, then I could achieve my goal.
Keby som nemal tento problém, tak môžem dosiahnuť svoj cieľ.
They're putting all their energy on the problem.
Oni celú svoju energiu sústredia na ten problém.
Remember we talked about that you get whatever you think about.
Pamätáte si, ako sme hovorili o tom, že každý dostane to, na čo myslí?
They're putting all their energy into their problem.
Oni celú svoju energiu investujú do toho problému.
And they're doing it all externally.
A všetko robia navonok.
Krishna explains this in the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna toto vysvetlil v 16. kapitole Bhagavad Gita.
Where the demon says, I have killed all my enemies and in the future I will kill the rest of them.
Kde démon hovorí, ja som zabil všetkých mojich nepriateľov a v budúcnosti všetkých zabijem.
And this way I will enjoy.
A takýmto spôsobom si budem užívať.
Now this doesn't just mean people who literally go around murdering their enemies.
A toto nehovorí doslovne iba o ľuďoch, ktorí chodia a zabíjajú svojich priateľov, svojich nepriateľov.
It refers to the mentality of trying to externally eliminate all my obstacles.
Ale ono sa to vzťahuje na tú mentalitu, že chceme navonok odstrániť všetky prekážky.
Now, I hate to say this.
Ja to nerada hovorím.
But we can have the same mentality even though we're wearing tilak and dhotis and saris.
Ale často máme takúto istú mentalitu aj napriek tomu, že si dáme tilak a máme oblečené sári a doty.
It's entirely possible and in fact it happens all the time.
A je to dosť pravdepodobné a v skutočnosti sa to neustále deje.
If I could only get rid of this problem, then I would be Krishna conscious.
Keby som sa zbavila tohto problému, tak už môžem byť Krishna vedomá.
Now, I have a very sad thing to tell you.
A musím vám teraz povedať jednu smutnú vec.
That mentality will give you another life.
Že takáto mentalita vám priniesie ďalší život.
If you're focusing on if only I got rid of this problem.
Keď sa sústredíte iba na to, musím sa zbaviť tohto problému.
You are focusing on the problem.
Potom sa sústredíte na ten problém.
And I guarantee you it will get you another life.
A ja vám zaručujem, že vám to priniesie ďalší život.
If you're thinking if only I had money, then I could be Krishna.
Keď rozmýšľate spôsobom, keby som len mala peniaze, potom by som bola Krishna vedomá.
If only I were married, then I would be Krishna.
A keby len som mohla byť vydatá, potom by som bola Krishna vedomá.
If only I could get unmarried, then I would be Krishna.
A keby len som mohla to spraviť tak, že už nie som vydatá, tak by som bola Krishna vedomá.
If only I were healthy, then I could be Krishna conscious.
Keby že som bola zdravá, tak už by som mohla byť Krishna vedomá.
If only I knew Sanskrit, then I would be Krishna.
Keby len som vedela sanskrit, tak už by som mohla byť Krishna vedomá.
If only I could have a different temple authority, then I would be Krishna.
Keby len som mohla mať inú chrámovú autoritu, potom by som mohla byť Krishna vedomá.
If only I could do a different service, then I could be Krishna.
A keby že som mohla robiť inú službu, potom by som bola Krishna vedomá.
You'll get that.
To aj dostanete.
Maybe not in this life.
Ale možno nie v tomto živote.
Please be careful.
Prosím, buďte opatrní.
Now, sometimes I do a little exercise for this seminar.
Niekedy robím také malé cvičenie na tomto semináre.
It needs chairs and it's not so appropriate here.
Ale vyžaduje to stoličky a nie je to tu veľmi vhodné.
But it's quite interesting that when you focus on the goal,
ale je to veľmi zaujímavé, že keď sa sústredíte na ten cieľ,
your obstacles go away.
Tak vaše prekážky zmiznú.
In fact, I was once with a group, we did a little exercise with breaking a piece of wood.
A raz som bola v jednej skupine, kde sme robili cvičenie, že by sme zlomili kus dreva.
Now, I don't know karate.
A ja neviem karate.
But I was able to break a big piece of wood with my hand.
Ale bola som schopná rozlomiť veľký kus dreva s mojou rukou.
We did an exercise if you think about the wood, you just hurt your hand.
Ale my sme cvičili to, že keď rozmýšľaš nad tým drevom, tak si zraníš ruku.
But if you focus on the space beneath the wood,
ale ak sa sústredíš na to miesto pod
where
tým
you want
drevom,
to go,
kde sa chceš dostať,
we can break right through the wood.
Tak si schopný prelomiť celé to drevo.
It was pretty astonishing.
Bolo to dosť také šokujúce.
Don't try this.
Neskúšajte to.
But I mean, it was people who knew what they were doing.
Pretože tam boli ľudia, ktorí vedeli, čo robia.
It was very interesting.
Bolo to veľmi zaujímavé.
So the devotee's mentality is that I want to focus on serving Krishna in whatever circumstance he gives me.
Mentalita odnadného, chcem slúžiť Krishnovi v akýchkoľvek okolnostiach, ktoré mi dá.
Focus on Krishna, not the obstacle.
Sústreť sa na Krishnu, nie na tú prekážku.
That's the most important thing.
To je tá najdôležitejšia vec.
Focus on Krishna, not the obstacle.
Sústreť sa na Krishnu, nie na prekážku.
Okay, now but we do have to deal with the obstacle.
Dobre, teraz musíme ako nejak sa obchádzať s tými prekážkami.
Keeping our focus on Krishna.
Ale sústreť sa na Krishnu.
So, can we try to eliminate the obstacle?
Takže môžeme skúsiť odstrániť tie prekážky?
Sure.
Samozrejme.
So if you cut your finger in the kitchen,
ak sa napríklad poražete v kuchyni,
you don't just sit there and think, well, maybe I need to develop humility.
Tak nebudete sedieť a rozmýšľať, nuž, asi by sa mala rozviť pokoru.
Maybe I need to chant more sincerely.
Možno musím chantovať úprimnejšie.
Put a bandage on your finger.
Na prsty dáte náplast.
So, if we have a difficulty, yes, focus on Krishna, but deal with the difficulty.
Áno, ak máme nejakú ťažkosť, tak musíme sa sústrediť na Krishnu, ale taktiež vyriešiť nejak ten problém.
If you have a solution to your difficulty,
ak máte nejaké riešenie na svoju ťažkosť,
that is legal,
ktorá je legálna,
moral,
morálna,
ethical,
etická,
and spiritually sound,
a taktiež duchovne zdravá,
and is within your power to do,
a ktorá je v rámci tvojich schopností,
then do it.
Potom to správ.
Very simple.
Je to veľmi jednoduché.
People often ask, you know, how do I know when I can deal with the obstacles?
Ľudia sa často pýtajú, ako viem, že či v tom prípade môžem nejak zaobchádzať s tou prekážkou?
My answer is always, can you deal with them?
A ja sa vždy spýtam, vieš ju vyriešiť?
Do you have the ability?
Máš tú schopnosť?
Do you physically, literally have the ability?
Máš fyzicky, doslovne tú schopnosť?
And can you do it without doing something, you know, criminal or immoral?
A si schopný to vyriešiť bez toho, aby si spravil niečo trestné alebo nemorálne?
You know, if the only way to get rid of the person is to shoot them, then that's probably not a very good option.
Ak jediný spôsob, ako sa zbaviť nejakej osoby, ju zastreliť, tak v tom prípade asi to nebude aj dobrá voľba.
And the other thing is it going to be spiritually favorable.
A ďalšia vec, že by to malo byť aj duchovne priaznivé.
So there was a devotee who wanted to do a preaching project with Food for Life.
Je jeden oddaný, on chcel robiť kazateľský program s Food for Life.
He didn't have any money.
Nemal žiadne peniaze.
The government said they'd give him money.
A vláda povedala, že mu dá peniaze.
But in order to get the government money, he had to allow breaking of the four principles in the shelter that he was building.
Ale aby vôbec dostal tieto peniaze, tak musel porušiť štyri regulatívne princípy v tej budove, kde to chcel robiť.
So he had to let people there who were smoking and eating meat and things.
A musel riadiť ľudí, ktorí fajčili, jedli meso a podobne.
So he did that.
A on to aj spravil.
And he had a lot of spiritual difficulty.
A potom to prinieslo veľa duchovných ťažkostí.
So if the only way to overcome an obstacle is to do something sinful.
Ak jediný spôsob, ako prekonať tú prekážku, je spraviť niečo hriešne.
Or illegal or immoral.
Alebo nelegálne, alebo nemorálne.
Or you just can't do it.
Alebo nie je to vo vašich schopnostiach.
Then you have to accept that I can't get rid of the obstacle externally.
Tak potom musíte prijať, nie som schopný sa navonok zbaviť tej prekážky.
But first try it.
Ale najskôr to skús.
All right. Now let's say that no matter what, you just can't get rid of this obstacle.
Teraz povedzme si, že bez ohľadu na to, ako ste sa snažili, nevedeli ste sa zbaviť tej prekážky.
You tried everything.
Už ste všetko vyskúšali.
Or everything you can think of.
Alebo všetko, čo vás napadlo.
You've asked other people and you've tried their suggestions.
Pýtali ste sa ďalších ľudí a skúšali ste ich návrhy.
And that big rock is still right in your path.
A tá veľká skala je stále v vašej ceste.
Okay, now we have to switch to another way of thinking.
A teraz sa musíme zmeniť do iného modusu rozmýšľania.
We can ask, maybe I'm supposed to go in a different direction.
Môžeme sa spýtať, možno by som mal ísť iným smerom.
Maybe Krishna is blocking this way because this isn't the right way.
Možno Krishna mi zabraňuje túto cestu, pretože nie je správna.
You know, maybe it looks like my Krishna consciousness is right there.
Možno sa to zdá, že moje Krishna vedomie je práve tam.
But maybe I need to go this way.
Ale možno musím ísť cestou okolo.
Maybe I need a different kind of tactic.
Možno potrebujem inú taktiku.
Like in Kazakhstan, probably they'll start doing a little different way of preaching and living.
Ako napríklad v Kazachstane budú musieť začať iným spôsobom kázania a žitia.
I probably would do this all the time.
A Prabhupada to robil neustále.
It's just like some of you don't know English.
Ako napríklad niekto z vás nevie anglicky.
So will you know English if I speak English very loudly?
Takže pochopili by ste tú angličtinu, keby som začala rozprávať veľmi hlasno?
I'm yelling at you in English.
Budem na vás kričať v angličtine.
So if something's not working,
takže keď niečo nefunguje,
try something different.
Skús iný spôsob.
We often don't do that.
Často to nerobíme.
We just keep trying the same thing louder.
Iba skúšame robiť tú istú vec, len hlasnejšie.
Try something different.
Skús niečo iné.
Maybe you're not supposed to get that building.
Možno nemáš dostať tú budovu.
Maybe you're supposed to get a different building.
Možno máš dostať inú budovu.
Maybe you're supposed to get it later.
Možno to máš dostať neskôr.
Maybe you're not meant to do that particular service.
A možno ty nemáš robiť takúto službu.
Try something different.
Skús niečo iné.
Then the next thing you can ask yourself is, well, do I love Krishna in all circumstances or only when it's nice?
Ďalšia otázka, ktorú sa môžeme spýtať, už teda milujem Krishnu za každých okolností alebo iba keď sa mi darí?
Can I love Krishna anyway?
Som vôbec schopný milovať Krishnu?
Can I sit here on the other side of the rock and still love Krishna?
A môžem sedieť tu na druhej strane toho balvanu a stále mať rád Krishnu?
You understand?
Chápete to?
Then I can change the way that I'm thinking.
Potom môžem zmeniť spôsob, akým rozmýšľame.
I can ask Krishna, what is there I need to change in my heart?
Môžem sa spýtať Krishnu, čo je potrebné zmeniť v mojom srdci?
What quality are you trying to develop in me?
Akú vlastnosť sa snažíš vo mne rozvinúť?
When we're in situations like that,
keď sme v situácii takéto,
often the thing that Krishna is trying to change in us,
tak si často myslíme, Krishna sa nás snaží zmeniť.
Is what we're resisting the most.
A samozrejme my tomu najviac odporujeme.
So he's trying to make it almost impossible to do anything else.
Takže on sa snaží to zariadiť tak, aby keď robíme čokoľvek iné, je to pre nás takmer nemožné.
So it's usually something we really, really don't want to acknowledge in ourselves.
Takže väčšinou je to niečo, čo naozaj si nechceme priznať.
So if you ask Krishna what you need to change in yourself,
takže ak sa spýtame Krishnu, čo musíme v sebe zmeniť?
He will tell you and he will tell you very quickly in my experience.
On vám povie a podľa mojej skúsenosti vám odpovie veľmi rýchlo.
But please act on that.
Ale prosím, robte s tým niečo.
If you ask Krishna and he'll tell you.
Ak sa spýtate Krishnu, on vám odpovie.
And then if you ignore him, you know, it's not a very good idea.
Ale ak ho potom budete ignorovať, to nie je veľmi dobrý nápad.
Our tendency will be to ignore him.
Naša tendencia bude, že ho budeme ignorovať.
Because he's probably, it's probably, if especially if it's a very severe obstacle.
A hlavne v prípade, ak je to veľmi ťažká prekážka.
He's probably dealing with some deep-rooted attachment.
A on sa zaoberá práve s nejakým hlbokým koreňom pripútanosti.
So that may mean a change in our behavior, to, or a change in our thoughts, or a change in our feelings.
Takže to môže potom zmeniť naše správanie, naše myšlienky, naše pocity.
We can also change our attitude about the obstacle.
Môžeme taktiež zmeniť svoj prístup k tej prekážke.
There's this amazing quote.
A je to úžasná citácia,
which I have at the very bottom of your paper.
Ktorá je úplne na dole na vašej strane.
And it's kind of hard to understand what this means.
A ťažko sa chápe, čo je týmto myslené.
Because an obstacle seems to be something that prevents our service.
Pretože prekážka sa zdá byť niečo, čo nám bráni v službe.
But sometimes the obstacle itself can become our service.
Ale niekedy samotná tá prekážka sa môže stať našou službou.
And I don't have time to give you an example, but I can think of many.
A ja nemám práve čas vám dať príklad, ale viem o veľa príkladov.
So sometimes we have to change the way we think about something.
Takže niekedy musíme zmeniť spôsob, ako rozmýšľame.
I'll give you a mundane, very mundane example.
Takže dávam veľmi taký bežný príklad.
So there was this woman who was driving her family crazy.
Takže bola žena, ktorej celá jej rodina šalala.
Because she was constantly vacuuming the carpet.
Pretože neustále vysávala koberec.
As soon as her family would walk on the carpet,
hneď ako jej rodina vstúpila na koberec,
they would leave the impressions of their feet.
Tak tam nechali stopy po svojich nohách.
And she wanted the carpet to look fluffy.
A ona chcela, aby ten koberec vyzeral taký nafúkaný. Chlpatý.
So she's following them around the house with the vacuum cleaner.
Takže neustále ich nasledovala po celom dome s tým vysavačom.
So finally they convinced her to go see a therapist.
Takže nakoniec ju presvedčili, že by mala ísť psychiatrovi.
And the therapist said, so what does it mean when there's footprints in your carpet?
A on jej povedal, čo to znamená, keď v tvojom koberci sú stopy?
She said, this means I'm a very bad housekeeper.
Ona povedala, to znamená, že som veľmi zlá domáca pani.
And the therapist said, maybe it means that your family is home.
A on povedal, možno to znamená, že tvoja rodina je doma.
And you're surrounded with love.
A ty si obklopená láskou.
She stopped vacuuming the
house.
So sometimes we have to change how we interpret our situation.
Takže niekedy musíme zmeniť to, ako interpretujeme svoju situáciu.
When Maharaj Parikshit was cursed by the Brahmin boy,
keď Maharaj Parikshit bol prekliatý brahmanským chlapcom,
he saw that Krishna had taken the form of the curse.
On pochopil, že Krishna prijal formu tej kliatby.
So sometimes what seems like an obstacle, that very thing, can be a great opportunity.
Takže niekedy tá vec, čo sa nám zdá byť prekážkou, presne tá istá vec môže byť veľká možnosť pre nás.
It may not be an obstacle at all.
Možno to vôbec nie je prekážka.
And then we can take great joy in the things that Krishna has given us.
A potom sa môžeme veľmi tešiť z tej veci, ktorú nám Krishna dal.
So we're running out of time.
Takže už sme to trošku pretiahli.
I hope this was helpful.
Dúfam, že vám to bolo také nápomocné.
How we see our obstacles is one of the main differences between a materialist and a spiritualist.
To, ako sa pozeráme na prekážky, je jeden z najväčších rozdielov medzi materialistom a človekom zaoberajúcim sa duchovným životom.
And I will warn you, it is possible to spend many decades in the Hare Krishna movement.
A ja vás musím varovať, že je dosť možné, že strávite veľa 10 ročí v hnutí Hare Krishna
and make very little advancement.
A spravíte veľmi malý pokrok.
One of the causes and the symptoms of that.
Jedna z príčin a symptómov tohto
is dealing with our obstacles in the way a materialistic person does.
Je to, že zaobchádzame s našimi prekážkami takým spôsobom ako materialista.
In the 14th chapter of the 10th canto.
V 14. kapitole 10. spevu.
There's a very famous verse by Lord Brahma.
A je veľmi veľmi slávny verš od pána Brahmu.
Where it's explained that the way we deal with our obstacles is our key to going back to God.
A kde je povedané, vysvetlené, že spôsob, akým zaobchádzame s našimi prekážkami, je kľúč naspäť k Bohu.
So this is how we think about our obstacles and how we deal with them is one of the key secrets to Krishna conscious advancement.
Takže spôsob, ako rozmýšľame a ako jednáme s našimi prekážkami, je jeden z kľúčových bodov, ako sa stať Krishna vedomým. Je to tajomstvo ako.
Any questions?
Nejaké otázky?
Ja sa tak pýtať, že keď nám to Krishna ako ukáže, máme tú tendenciu, že to nevidieť. Že proste to nejde, že aj tú tendenciu môžeme nejak odstrániť.
When Krishna show us the problem, we have the tendency not to see it. So I would like to ask if we can eliminate the tendency. Not
you'll
to
see it if you want to.
Ty to budeš vidieť, keď budeš chcieť to vidieť.
It's that simple.
To je tak jednoduché.
Mňa tam zaujal výraz, že budem strápnený. Mi sa to často stáva.
I was impressed by the expression that I will be embarrassed because it happens to me often.
We'll may be embarrassed to ourselves.
Možno sa sami voči sebe cítime trápne.
Krishna will only embarrass it to us, to others, if we're really stubborn.
Ale Krishna nás trápne pred ostatnými, iba v prípade, že sme fakt tvrdohlaví.
If you ask Krishna to show you what you need to fix,
ak požiadaš Krishna, aby ti ukázal, čo by si mala napraviť,
and you respond,
a taktiež mu odpovedáš.
Nobody needs to know about it but you.
A nikto to nepotrebuje tak vedieť ako ty.
You don't have to sit up here and tell other people like I just did.
Ty to nemusíš si sadnúť a všetkým to povedať tak, ako som to povedala ja teraz.
Now why do I do that?
Prečo to robím ja?
First of all, it's good for you to have some specific examples.
Najskôr je to dobré preto, aby ste mali nejaké konkrétne príklady.
Also, by admitting these things, I'm hoping it will make it easier for you to admit things to yourself.
A taktiež ja dúfam, že vám to spraví, že vám to uľahčí prijatie, že aj vy to môžete robiť.
I'm trying to set a model for what I'm hoping that you can do in your own privacy.
Ja sa snažím zostaviť taký model, ktorý dúfam, že môžete použiť v svojom osobnom živote.
Now, let's say Krishna shows us what we need to fix and we don't fix it.
Napríklad povedzme, že Krishna nám ukáže, čo máme zmeniť a my to nezmeníme.
At first he'll show you very privately.
Najskôr on vám to ukáže v súkromí.
You may hear it in a class.
Možno to budete počuť v lekcii.
You may read it in a purport.
Možno si to dočítate vo
výzvade. You read something in the books and you go.
Možno si niečo prečítate v knižke a zostanete.
Wow, what do I do about this?
Wow, čo by som s týmto mal spraviť?
Not often, but sometimes it'll come in a dream.
A nie často, ale niekedy to príde prostredníctvom sna.
Sometimes it'll be just something people are talking about.
Niekedy to bude len niečo, o čom ľudia rozprávajú.
It may not even come from another devotee.
Dokonca to nemusí prísť ani o oddaného.
You may hear something at work.
Možno to počuješ niekde v práci.
Maybe a headline in the newspaper.
Možno to je titulok v časopise.
Come in many different.
Môže to prísť rôznymi spôsobmi.
It can be you hear someone else talking about their situation.
Môžete počuť niekoho, ako rozpráva túto o svojej situácii.
Or you hear something that happened to somebody else.
Alebo počujete niečo, čo sa stalo niekomu inému.
And Super Soul says, that's the thing I want you to pay attention to.
A nadduša ti povie, toto je tá vec, o ktorej chcem, aby si venoval pozornosť.
Now if we respond then, it's very nice.
A my keď sa tomu budeme nejak odpovedať, tak je to veľmi pekné.
That's like your weed is about this big.
Your weed?
Weed.
Weed. Ako napríklad tá tvoja burina je takáto.
Just pick it up.
Tak ju vytrhneš.
But if we say, no, I don't have that problem.
Ale keď povieme, nie, mňa sa to netýka, ja nemám taký problém.
That's not Krishna talking to me.
To mi Krishna nehovorí.
That's just some envious person.
To je len nejaká závistivá osoba.
That's my imagination.
To je moja predstava.
Or else we say, whoa, I don't want to deal with that.
Alebo si povieme, tak s tým nechcem nič robiť.
It's true, I have that problem, but I just don't want to deal with that.
A je to pravda, že mám takýto problém, ale ja s tým nechcem nič robiť.
It's too hard.
Je to príliš ťažké.
It's too deep.
Je to príliš hlboké.
It'll be too embarrassing.
Alebo je to príliš strapňujúce.
I didn't see it.
Ja som to nevidela.
Okay, so then the next level.
Takže a ďalšia úroveň.
Tends to be that someone else says something.
Môže byť, že niekto iný niečo povie.
Directly.
Priamo.
Usually that's also private.
A väčšinou to je tiež v súkromí.
Someone comes up to you.
Niekto k tebe príde.
Your name is Eva?
Volá sa Eva.
Eva or Eva?
Eva.
Eva. So someone comes up to you and says, Eva, I've noticed that you do this thing.
A napríklad niekto k tebe príde a povie ti, Eva, ja som si všimol, že toto robíš.
I don't think it's very good.
A ja si nemyslím, že je to veľmi dobré.
So then again you can respond.
A tiež môžeš niečo na to povedať.
Or you can think, oh, why is this person criticizing me?
Alebo si môžeš povedať, oh, prečo ma táto osoba kritizuje?
So if we still don't listen.
A stále nepočúvame.
Like I said, the seat gets hotter and hotter.
To znamená, ako keď ja to sedátko je horúcejšie a horúcejšie.
At a certain point we may become publicly humiliated.
Tak v jednom bode sa nám môže stať, a že nás sa verejne ponižia.
I've noticed Krishna never does that first.
Ja som si všimla, že Krishna toto nikdy nerobí ako prvý.
And sometimes he waits 10 or 15 years to do it.
A niekedy čaká aj 10-15 rokov, kým to spraví.
So there's no reason, we don't have to be publicly embarrassed.
A nie je dôvod na to, aby sme museli byť ponižení na verejnosti.
In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially does not like to publicly embarrass people.
Ako napríklad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on obzvlášť sa nesnažil ľudí strapňovať na verejnosti.
If you read through his pastimes,
keď si budeš čítať jeho zábavy,
you notice he almost always corrects people privately.
Tak si všimne, že takmer vždy sa snažil napraviť ľudí v súkromí.
Or as privately as possible.
Alebo aspoň do takej miery, ako to bolo možné.
I mean, Krishna just out and out kills the demons, you know.
Ale Krishna vie, že on zabije toho démona.
But in his mood as Lord Chaitanya, he's a little bit softer.
Ale v jeho nálade pána Chaitanya je mekší.
But you know, if we're saying, yes, I want spiritual perfection.
Ale aby sme, keď chceme povedať, áno, ja chcem duchovnú dokonalosť.
Yes, I really want spiritual perfection.
Áno, ja skutočne chcem duchovnú dokonalosť.
And we refuse to move.
Ale sa odmietneme pohnúť niekam.
He may push a little hard sometimes.
Tak niekedy môže zatlačiť silne.
But he does not start that.
Ale on nikdy nezačína týmto krokom.
So to be privately embarrassed? And you know, we have to think also, why do we find these things embarrassing?
Takže byť strapnená v súkromí, taktiež musíme zistiť, prečo sa nám tieto veci zdajú trapné.
We're embarrassed by our faults.
My sme strapnení našimi chybami.
Because we have a false inflated idea of how wonderful we are.
Pretože máme falšnú myšlienku o tom, aký sme úžasní.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
Takže vám poviem malé tajemstvo.
The people who know us well,
ľudia, ktorí nás dobre poznajú,
already know what our faults are.
Už vedia, aké máme chyby.
They're not private.
A oni nie sú súkromné.
And if they're really bad faults,
ak sú to fakt zlé chyby,
then even people who just know us a little bit know about them.
Tak dokonca aj ľudia, ktorí nás len trošku poznajú, si ich všimli.
There's only one person who doesn't know about them.
Je len jedna osoba, ktorá o nich nevie.
I mean, just like, can't you see the faults in other people?
Ako napríklad nevidíte chyby na iných ľuďoch?
It's pretty obvious, right?
Je to dosť očividné, nie?
So our faults are just as obvious to everybody else.
Takže takisto aj naše vlastné chyby sú takisto očividné iným.
And, you know, they still like us.
A stále nás majú radi.
Mostly.
Väčšinou.
Krishna already sees them.
Krishna ten už ich vidí.
The people we work with already see them.
Ľudia, s ktorými pracujeme, tiež ich vidia.
So why are we so bad?
Tak prečo sa cítime tak trapne?
Actually, when you deal with them, it's like taking a bath.
A v skutočnosti, keď ich už riešite, je to ako kúpanie sa.
When you're very hot and sweaty and dirty.
Keď si vám je veľmi horko a ste spotený a špinavý.
You know, maybe the water is a shock for an instant.
Napríklad, teda tá voda môže byť šokom pre teba na chvíľočku.
The cold water.
Studená voda.
On a very hot day.
A veľmi horúci deň.
But then it's such a relief.
Ale potom je tam taká úľava.
So, if you just accept it,
takže ak to príjmeš,
it only stings for a minute.
Tak to smrdí iba chvíľku.
Wow, I'm that envious.
Wow, ja som až tak závistivá.
And then, okay, Krishna, please take this away.
A potom, Krishna, prosím, odstraň to.
I don't want this anymore.
Ja už toto nechcem.
It's gone.
Odíde to.
And you feel so good.
A ty sa cítiš tak dobre.
But if you're fighting it, no, it's not.
Keď s tým bojuješ, nie.
Then it hurts for a long time.
Potom ťa to dlho bolí.
Something else?
Ešte niečo?
Yes.
Sometimes we told someone that you have this fault and that this person is afraid that others will see that yes, he has this fault, and he is just fighting that no, you also have some fault. But if this person will tell yes, I accept you are right, so everyone will know that yeah, he is so nice, he accepted, he knows, he's so nice, so humble.
Krishna is also like that. He also feels the same.
No takže niekedy proste povieme niekomu, že ty máš takúto chybu a on to proste proti tomu bojuje a povie, že nie, ty máš tiež takú chybu. Ale keby to namiesto toho skôr prijal pokorne, že áno, máš pravdu, ako ja mám takúto chybu, tak to proste každý hneď vie, že ako áno, to je taká pekná osoba, on to proste prijal žal.
Čo napríklad, keď sa snažíme niečo, že viem, že mám nejakú chybu a snažím sa napravať, a potom dostane
takto povedať, ale ty máš takto, to je takto chybu, že čo s tým, že? What to do when we know we have some fault and we are trying to rectify it, but then others tell us, yeah, you have also this fault, what to do about it?
We're trying to rectify it and...
Snaží sa to napraviť a čo sa potom stane?
Snaží sa napraviť niečo iné, trebárs, a potom...
Zistíš, že máš ešte ďalšie. When she's trying to rectify something and then she finds out, somebody tells her that she has also other faults.
Ah, okay. Well, this is... first of all, we cannot rectify our faults ourselves.
Najskôr, nie sme schopní sami napraviť svoje chyby.
Only Krishna can do that, we cannot do that.
A iba Krishna to môže spraviť, my toho nie sme schopní.
We can do two things.
A môže spraviť dve veci.
We can want to see our faults.
A musíme sa snažiť vidieť svoje chyby.
And then when we see them, we can want to get rid of them.
A potom, keď ich vidíme, musíme chcieť sa ich zbaviť.
And yes, once you start doing that,
a keď už to začneš robiť,
the result is you'll see a lot more.
Tak výsledok bude, že začneš vidieť viac a viac.
Of course.
Samozrejme.
Krishna gets very excited.
A Krishna to teší.
You've decided to clean.
Sa rozhodla, že sa očistíš.
So just imagine you had a room that hadn't been cleaned for 200 years.
Predstavte si, že máte izbu, ktorú nikto neopratoval 200 rokov.
And you just keep the light off so you don't see how dirty it is.
A stále tam nechávate zhasnuté, aby ste nevideli, aká je špinavá.
And one day you get tired of living in this dirty room.
A jedného dňa vás to už unaví žiť v takejto špinavej izbe.
And you ask your friend, please come and help me clean.
Zavoláte svojho priateľa, prosím, príde a pomôcť mi upratať.
So your friend starts turning on the light.
A tá, tvoj priateľ zažne to svetlo.
Gyana Dipena Bhashvata, Krishna says he turns on the light of knowledge.
Krishna hovorí, že zapne svetlo poznania.
So the first thing that happens is you see how dirty it is.
Prvá vec, čo sa stane, je, že uvidíte, aká je špinavá.
Now one reaction is, oh my god, this is going to take 10,000 years.
A vy si poviete, oh my bože, toto mi bude trvať 10,000 rokov.
But you're not doing the cleaning.
Ale ty nerobíš to upratovanie.
So you see one piece of dirt.
Vidíš jednu špinu.
And you're shocked.
A si z toho vyšokovaná.
I thought it was clean over there.
A ja som si myslela, že tu je to už vyčistené.
Oh, it's pretty dirty.
A je toto špinavé.
All right, let's get rid of that.
V poriadku, zbavme sa toho.
Krishna gets rid of it.
Krishna to odstráni.
Then he's going to show you the next thing.
A ukáže ti ďalšiu vec.
He's going to show you the next thing.
A ďalšiu.
So that's pretty hard for a while.
A to chvíľu je také tvrdé pre nás.
But what will happen?
Ale čo sa stane?
What's going to start happening to your room?
Čo sa stane s tvojou izbou?
It's going to start getting clean.
Začne byť čistejšia.
After a while, you're not going to see dirt anymore.
A po nejakej dobe už nevidíš tam špinu.
You're going to see that there's a beautiful marble table.
A vidíš, wow, to je nádherný mramorový stôl.
It's a crystal chandelier.
A je tu kryštálový luster.
Wow, I never knew this room was so nice.
Wow, ja som nevidela, že táto izba je taká krásna.
You gotta kind of get through that stage.
Tak musí sa nejak prejsť cez tú úroveň.
Eventually you'll start seeing yourself.
A v skutočnosti ty začínaš vidieť samu seba.
We are very nice people.
My sme veľmi pekní ľudia.
We're souls.
My sme duše.
We actually don't have any faults.
V skutočnosti nemáme žiadne chyby.
We're a piece of diamond that's covered with all this stuff.
Piece of diamond?
Yeah, a diamond. And we're covered with trash.
My sme kus diamantu, ktorý je zakrytý špinou a bordelom.
So as you start cleaning them away, then you'll start to see this little glimmer of the diamond.
Takže keď začnete trošku už čistiť, tak začnete vidieť tú žiarivosť toho diamantu.
That's pretty exciting, isn't it?
To je vzrušujúce, nie?
So please be enthusiastic about this cleaning process.
Tak prosím, buďte nadšení v tomto očistnom procese.
I know in the beginning it seems very, very difficult.
Ja viem, že na začiatku sa to zdá byť veľmi ťažké.
But please take it as an adventure.
Ale prosím, zoberte to ako dobrodružstvo.
And just think, with each piece of trash we throw out, I'm getting closer and closer to my real self.
A povieme si, a sa každým kúskom vyčistením, ktorý ten odpad vyhadzujem, tak som mám čistejšia a čistejšia a som bližšia a bližšia.
Someday you'll start to see your real self.
A jedného dňa začnete vidieť sami seba, skutočného seba.
Isn't that nice?
Nie je to pekné?
It'll be very nice.
A bude to veľmi pekné.
Is that real?
A poviete, wow, je to skutočné?
Is that possible?
Je to možné?
Could I actually be like that?
A v skutočnosti ja môžem byť takáto.
And then you'll say, let's clean some more.
A potom si poviete, hej, čistíme ešte rýchle.
Let's hurry up.
Poponáhľajme sa.
Come on.
Poďme.
Okay.
V poriadku.
But Krishna will clean it for you.
Krishna, on to za teba vyčistí.
But you have to ask him.
Ale musíš ho o to požiadať.
He's not going to give you an anesthetic.
On ti nedá anestetika.
You have to exercise your will.
Ty musíš cvičiť svoju vôľu.
You have to say, I want to see the junk.
A musíš povedať, ja chcem vidieť ten bordel.
I want to get rid of this.
Chcem sa toho zbaviť.
Yeah. Krishna will show you something.
Krishna ti niečo ukáže.
Says, look at this.
Pozri sa na toto.
It stinks.
Smrdí to.
It's all torn.
Je to celé roztrhané.
It's useless.
A je to na nič.
This isn't going to get you happiness.
A to sa ťa nespraví šťastnou.
Did you think this was going to get you happiness?
Ty si myslela, že ťa to spraví šťastnou?
We say, but Krishna.
Ale my povieme Krishna.
My grandma gave this to me. I've had it for 10 billion lifetimes.
Ja som to už mala 10 miliónov rokov.
This is how I get all my happiness.
A z tohto získala všetko svoje šťastie.
Can I keep this one?
Môžem si to prosím aspoň toto nechať?
That's the problem.
To je problém.
All right? Okay. Long enough. Haribo.
Dosť dlho.
Oh, boy, Sushma. Mata Jiki. Jai. Alita Jai.
Jai.
That'll teach you. I can only do that because it's so small, you know.
Yeah.
When there's 300 devotees, you just have to sit. Is it all right that I'm going so late? Or is everybody
late? Yes, so we need...
He has feelings and desires, personality. Of course. They'll say, you let me know when you're ready. You know? They'll say, if everything he shows us, we say, I don't want to clean that up. And he'll say, look, call me when you're ready and I'll come. And we may still be chanting, but our chanting will then be hard. He'll check in with us every once in a while and say, here's a problem, go away. Okay.
It's not easy for us to make connection because we never met him, and it's different for you, of course, when in the personal association. Like a long time, I was trying like how to really like approach, because I cannot force some feelings in myself, and I was contemplating about it, but I did not know how to get closer, you know, and how to really appreciate it. And you know, a couple days ago, I had a car accident, you know, and then after I went to sleep, I was so tired and so, and just when I was falling asleep, I heard Prabhupada's voice, like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But it was, you know, it was so vivid. And I was like, wow. And I had the feeling that Prabhupada told me personally, you know. And from that day, I cannot say some big change, but I really changed, something changed, and I take him more personal, you know. Like if I met him or something like that.
Well, that's how it happens when we have a desire, like Krishna will reciprocate with our desire. Mm-hmm. Maybe not immediately, but mm-hmm. I see, but it's pretty fast. It doesn't need to take any time. If our desire is real, if it's a part of it.
It's not okay, the real desire, because I can say I want to be humble, but really to feel it and to, you know.
Part of that is my association, you know, especially the things we're afraid of. Most of us are afraid of humility. Most people are very afraid of humility. Look, if we hang out with people who have those things, who are doing those things, and they're happy, that really matters. It's a very comfortable thing. You know, I'm with somebody and they have a personal relationship with Prabhupada, like Shruti Kirti. Mm-hmm. And you see how wonderful it is for you. And then you think, well, I want that too. Mm-hmm. Or you see someone who's humble and you see that they're not suffering, they're happy. Mm-hmm.
It's not that because you're humble, everybody is exploiting you. And you're looking at well, maybe I don't. Can you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it's part of it's that. You know, we have some association and then we think, oh, I like that. Or we read something in the books and we think, you know, well, I'd like to be like that. The desire is already there. It's actually, it's already there as for the soul. We already have all these desires. I mean, it's something like when you're a child, you don't have romantic interests, and you need to show them some maturity, and they were already there. They just needed a certain circumstance to come out. So our desire for it is the maturity. We put ourselves in the right circumstance. And then we have to act on it. You do have to do something. We have to at least want to want, you know. So yeah, I wish I wanted to be humble. Mm-hmm. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And then Krishna will help us be in a situation where our desire for humility increases. And as our desire increases, then we start to figure out, oh, what is this thing anyway? What does humility mean?
Mm-hmm.
And as we learn about it, we think, you know, that sounds pretty nice. It's nothing to be afraid of. And then Krishna will help us. And we see that it's okay. That we're not suffering, but actually we're enjoying it right now. Well, that's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then our desire increases. Our desire. Teachers need
And then I have one more question. You know, it's from the previous singers that when you were telling about this, you actually call how they can the icha, you know, how you concentrate. Like when Bhakti Rama Maharaj was here, he was telling similar that we must put some goal, positive goal,
yes.
And really believe it, and
yes.
Not doubt it, and not put it in a negative way. And if it's bona fide to use such strategies, we envision it, and we try
yes,
to
absolutely.
It, yeah. If it helps us in spiritual life.
Absolutely. I mean, that's right there in the Nectar Devotion and the Bhagavatam.
If it's not like distracting us and giving us the feeling that we can do
We can do anything, but we can desire.
Mm-hmm.
And our desires are very powerful.
Actually, it's a tool and
we
can
We're a very, very powerful being. Our powers are covered right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're covered because we would misuse them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we would misuse our powers. We can't access them very
mm-hmm.
well. But we're very powerful beings. We're spiritual beings. We're a part of God. We each have the power to create a universe as Lord Brahma. We've done it, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Our desires are very strong. It's our desires that have created our whole life. So yeah, you could say if you want to bring Krishna consciousness down to its essence is that you have to want it. I mean, that's what Rupa Goswami says, the whole price for Krishna consciousness is an intense desire for it. Now, of course, as a neophyte, we may think we're intensely desiring it, but we're not exactly. But we can practice that. Yes, we should do that. Prabhupada tells a story of the Brahmin who was meditating about offering Krishna all this
mm-hmm.
nice food. And he talks about that again in the it's with the story of Dhruva Maharaj in the fourth canto. Actually, while we're doing all of our service with our body, we're supposed to be very concentrated meditation with the mind as well. Those things are supposed to go on together. So, you know, while I'm offering the flower to Prabhupada, I'm supposed to be mentally and emotionally offering it. There's supposed to be a connection between what I'm doing with my body, what I'm doing with my thoughts, and what I'm doing with my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those are supposed to be in sync. Now, they're not always, but that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we should be cultivating this intense desire. And yes, we should be visualizing, it's Pasyanti Vak, we should be visualizing that as if it was a reality, because it is a reality.
Mm-hmm.
It actually is a reality. Now, how we do that is going to depend on our level of advancement. So, once you have some realization of your spiritual body, then you do that as far as, you know, okay, I'm playing with Krishna for
forest or whatever. And if you have it, if you don't yet have that realization, then that's not advised. But you can, just like that Brahmin was meditating on offering things to the deity, so even a neophyte can do that. You can meditate on, you know, going out and distributing a million books, if that, whatever service you want to do. Make that a firm desire. Absolutely. Absolutely. We will get what we meditate. I mean, that's... We will. I mean, that's sort of the core of our philosophy. Whatever you really think about, whatever you meditate on. That's what I'm saying. You meditate on your obstacles. You're going to get that. Maybe another life. And you really will. I mean, that's I say this because I know it. This is not something I believe. It's something that I know. You know, if you're always thinking, oh, if only I had this, then you're meditating on that. You're putting your energy there. And our energy is very powerful. It's not. Krishna's responding to our desires. Now, if you strongly desire something that you don't deserve, Krishna will help you to get the means to accomplish it. So if you desire something in the world, he'll give you the intelligence to meet the right people or whatever, so that you can store up the karma to get that. And if you really want something spiritual, he'll give you the means to get that too. He'll put you in touch with the right people, he'll put you in the right circumstances, he'll give you the right instruction from within. Why not? He wants it. That's what he wants. If you're working for a company and you strongly desire to promote the business in a way that the president of the company also wants, isn't he going to give you full facility for that? Of course he will.
Support?
No, more than support it. You know, if the president of the company is, you know, let's say you're in a company that's making candy bars, and the president of the company really wants to make donuts also. You know? And if you just think, wow, I'd really like to make donuts for the company. And if you tell the president, you know, I've been thinking of this plan that we can make donuts, and I've already kind of figured it out, I have this. He'll be so excited. Now he may say, well, maybe we'll do it. But he'll be so excited. Say, yes, all right. You know, this is what I was waiting for. I was just waiting for someone to be enthused like that. So we have this room, and we're going to give you this, and I'll give you money, and I'll give you that, and he'll give you everything. You don't have to convince him. You know, we don't have to, like, Krishna, please give me love of God. He's like, well, of course I want to give you love of God. That's what you exist for. So definitely. You know, the New Age people generally have some misunderstandings. They think that it's, you know, you automatically get things. They don't think that there's a person you want. Mm-hmm. And they don't think that you have to earn what you get. Mm-hmm. They think all you have to do is want it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they will say that you'll be put in touch with the ways of getting it, but part of the ways of getting it may be to earn it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll say that. Sometimes they'll say, you know, you also have to be a good person, or you also have to be a loving person to get what you want. But often I find that these people are very insulting to Krishna. They treat Krishna as if he's not a person. Mm-hmm. As if he's just some big, you know, impersonal catalog that whatever you want, you know, you just get it automatically. And I don't think Krishna's very happy with that. Yeah. You know, he likes to give gifts, but he'd like, you know, he's not giving gifts like a machine. I mean, I like to give presents. Don't you like to give presents? But we want to be acknowledged.
Okay. Some little prashan.
I'm not taking.
Let them only dinner. Mm-hmm. Like a dashi of fast. Or little fruit, bananas, or some fruit.
What you can do is that down. So now I'm going to give you the desire that you want to do something special for me. Yes, you have wanted to do something special for me. You wanted to do something special for me.
Yes.
Okay, so now you can do something.
Yes.
Okay. Budete prasadám? Budete tiež po... Aha, ok. Tak sa uvidí. Počkaj. Harina by sa mal začať okolo 3 a pol sekúnd. A potom si budem predzavíšť. Čo na okamžite? No, na čo je si to vyslúšť?
OK.
Dobre. Hare Krishna. Yes.
People are happy?
Yes. Yesterday also evening Matajis. Wow. They when they first time saw you, wow.